For 3 years, Jeanette Johnson has been helping keep UW Superior clean. Now, Johnson says she's ready to make a clean break. She is one of 19 who received official layoff letters on Christmas Eve. Johnson says she's going to miss the people.
I'm hoping that my coworkers and myself will be able to, you know, not just spite this place forever and say, oh, UWS is bad. It's like, well, yeah, a bad thing happened, but life goes on. This is a statewide thing. This isn't going to be the only school. I get the feeling this is just going to snowball.
UW Superior is contracting with Tennessee-based Service Solutions Company for an annual savings of roughly $350,000. Those who were laid off had a chance to reapply for their jobs with the company. A UW Superior spokeswoman says at least two custodians accepted jobs. Chancellor Renee Wachter says it wasn't an easy choice.
That we're in this situation today, I think, really underscores the fiscal reality that our institutions are facing as these budget reductions are happening system-wide and across the state of Wisconsin.
The legislature has been putting pressure on UW system with $500 million in cuts over the last 4 years and a tuition freeze in the last budget. Governor Scott Walker is proposing to keep tuition frozen. UW System President Ray Cross says they're making adjustments to make sure students get a quality education. Cross says UW Superior needs to submit a plan for a balanced budget in exchange for roughly $2 million from System that keeps them out of the red. Cross says outsourcing is just one way to find savings.
We have to be able to find ways to shift expenses into savings from the back office side, from the non-teaching side, over to the instructional side. We have to do that.
Cross says no other universities are planning to outsource to his knowledge. UW Marathon County outsourced its campus bookstore and custodial staff last year. Dean Keith Montgomery says there's not much savings in supplies and expenses when 90% of the budget is staff.
It's really unfortunate that, you know, you lose those jobs, but you can say that our core mission is education, and it's unfortunate you'd have to say that we can replace custodians with a janitorial service. It's not impacting the education that we provide to students in the classroom.
But Cross says that doesn't mean staff are valued less than faculty.
What I'm arguing is that if there is no teaching or instruction, there is no one else employed. We have to make sure that the teaching and instructional side and on the research campuses, the research portion, continues to be strong, or we threaten the existence of a campus.
UW Superior Sociology Professor Marshall Johnson says faculty aren't immune to financial pressures. He says some are leaving out of fear.
They're putting off things like buying homes, having children. They're pushing everything into the future because of the student debt that they carry. So they have to be very wise in their decisions about where they're going to stay.
UWS junior Preston Fuller and sophomore Stephanie Stetzer say they're having a hard time with the move to outsource staff.
Watching them suddenly get shoved away like they weren't actually worth anything to the actual UW system just felt wrong in so many levels.
Yeah, I agree.
As for Jeanette Johnson, she says she's relieved to get on with her life and leave the whole mess behind. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.